I'm Marint. I'll be teaching the class. I was in the university until about a month or two ago when I left and wound up in Vito Academy, which is a pirate training corps. So my main character isn't really welcome in High Sec anymore, so I'm using an alt character to teach this today. Before I begin, I'd like to cover how the class is going to work. If you have an EU, you need chat channel in-game. During the main part of the class, I'm going to talk over TeamSpeak, and it'd be good if everyone else could not talk over TeamSpeak while the class is going on. And please make sure you have your TeamSpeak set to push to talk. If it's set to voice activated, we'll hear you sneezing and that will make us all sad. If you have questions, just ask them in the class.eu chat channel in-game at any time. And please do ask them. I'm happy to repeat things or try to explain them in a different way. I'll try and keep an eye on that and keep them answered, but if you think your question is being missed because the channel is scrolling too much, which could happen, I'm not going to record this. We have a couple of recordings of this class in the audio class library, but you can record it if you want to.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Where's the chat channel for the class?
It's class.euni. It has a password, but it's the same password as chats.euni.
Thank you.
Okay, so the directional scanner. As I said in the class thread, to get sort of the full benefit of the class, it's best if you're an Aldrat, though you can listen in if you're not. But if you are an Aldrat, then if you could undock so you're in space, it doesn't matter what ship you're in, you could come in a pod, though, you know, come in a shuttle or a noob ship if you don't have any other ship. It doesn't matter what ship you're in, just undock. Come into space and warp to planet 1 at 0, please. While people are gathering here, I'll go through some stuff we don't need to actually be on the spot for. The directional scanner is pretty essential to what I've been doing lately, which is most of the time I've been wandering around low sec in a rifter shooting things. It's been very entertaining. There aren't any skills or modules or ships that help with the directional scanner. It's purely based on your ability to use it. As a proof of that, I'm sitting in an alt with no skill training in a shuttle. The directional scanner is very useful for finding people or detecting people who are trying to find you. I suppose it's key, besides the fact that it's quite difficult to use, is that you can't warp directly to the results. If you see a ship on the directional scanner, you can't just right-click it and warp to it. What you can do is you can use the directional scanner to figure out that someone is at something you could anyway, such as an asteroid belt or a station or a planet, and then walk to the asteroid belt, stroke station, stroke planet, whatever, and then kill them. if you want to find ships that are at safe spots, so they've bookmarked a spot that isn't any celestial that anyone can warp to, then you need to use combat probes to scan them down. And that won't be covered in this class. Okay, so let's open it up. The button you need is the button directly above the autopilot button and directly below the cargo hold button, just to the left of the central circle of the HUD, where your capacitor and health are stayed. As Kavena points out, you can also press Control F11. Should bring up a box with three tabs. The tab on the left is System Scanner, and you use, well, there is an onboard scanner function there which we won't cover, but that's to do with exploration. That's also combat probes or core probes when you're doing exploration or trying to probe people out. We won't be covering that. The tab in the middle is the directional scanner. The tab on the right is moon analysis. I've no idea how to use that. It's to do with finding valuable minerals on moons, which you can then mine using a POS in low-sec and null-sec. So we're mostly concerned with the middle tab, the directional scanner. And this one has various settings and options at the top. There's a little checkbox, or tick box, saying use active overview settings. There's a range box with a measurement in kilometers. There's an angle slider with various notches on it that you can drag that little circle up and down to change the angle, and a scan button. Everyone following me so far? If anyone hasn't found the scanner yet or is otherwise having trouble, do speak up in Glass.ai Uni in the chat channel again. Okay, well, we'll start by scanning at a basic max range 360-degree angle scan. If you click the range box, I think if you've never opened the scanner before, I have a feeling maybe it defaults to 1,000 kilometers, but whatever's in the range box, select the whole box and just fill it with nines. Just hold down the 9 key until it's full. And then, or click elsewhere on the screen. And that will fill it to its maximum range. Which is, I think, 2,147,483,647 kilometers. Ashtar, what in particular needs repeating? What we're doing is, we're just setting the range, which is the range box at the top and just below the little checkbox. So just hold down the 9 key once you've selected the box and everything in it. And then click elsewhere on the screen or whatever, and it should default to its maximum range. And we'll cover how to convert that range into astronomical units and actually get some sense out of it in a minute. If you can make sure the Use Active Overview Settings checkbox is ticked, if you have already done your Uni Overview Settings, if you could make sure you have like the PvP tab or the travel tab, something that will just mostly show just ships and maybe stargates. If you haven't done your uni overview settings yet, then well, you can do them later on, but make sure the box is checked. And make sure the angle slider, make sure that little slidable thing is pulled all the way to the right, so it just says 360. Okay, now that we have all those settings set, if we just press the scan button, we should get a list of results with three columns, name, type, and distance. You'll see that some of the things have just a little hyphen in the distance column, which means they're not directly close to us, and quite a lot of the things are all the ships gathered here should be picked up. They'll have ranges in meters or kilometers because they're directly in this little area. Immediately, one of the little side point, but an important one, if you've read any of the guides to fleet operations on the University Wiki, you'll have noticed that it's important to rename your ship before you undock to use it in PvP. And this scan should reveal why that's important, because I can see a couple of ships here which haven't been renamed. And if you don't rename your ship, it's called your name, apostrophe S, name of ship, which makes it very, very easy for the enemy to find you and figure out what your fleet composition is. It also rather, it's sort of, well, when I'm wandering around low-sec looking for targets, if I see a ship that hasn't been renamed, I lower my estimate of the pilot's skill level, which makes me more likely to attack them. Anyway, to return to the scan results, this is essentially a snapshot of everything that's around us in a sphere with a, I'm not sure, not very good on my mathematical terminology, I think a radius of our directional scanner range, which is 2,147,483,647 kilometers. Before we start messing around with range and angle, let's talk about the Use Active Overview Settings box. Eichelhaven asks, does that at max radius translate to an AU value? Yes, I'll cover translating kilometers to range in a minute, but yeah, essentially it's roughly 14 and a half, 14 and a bit less than a half astronomical units. This is incidentally why if you want a safe spot, it's good to have it more than 14 and a half astronomical units away from anything anyone else can warp to. So the Use Active Overview Settings checkbox, if you have this ticked, the scanner will look at your overview settings and it will see, for example, it'll see ships and stargates overview, and it will therefore ignore all the results that aren't ships or stargates. What the directional scanner can't do, the overview can distinguish between friendly ships and enemy ships, and the university overview settings, if I remember rightly, they have it set up so you can't see friendly ships, so that you don't accidentally shoot your fleet commander, which is very embarrassing. Well, the directional scanner can't detect whether an object is friendly or enemy, so it will just show up all ships. So you may pick up results from the directional scanner, which your overview would blink out because they're friendly. But it will just pick up everything. If you turn Use Active Overview Settings off, so you empty the checkbox, you get a list of absolutely everything in space that isn't cloaked within the sphere of 14 point something astronomical units radius, which we're scanning. As you can see, this picks up, POS modules, it picks up drones, it picks up moons and planets and wrecks and anchored containers. If you go down to, if you're sorting by name, if you go down to the S's, you'll see a list of scanner probes. Scanner probes are, you can't add scanner probes to your overview. The overview will never show scanner probes. Which means that if you want to detect probes, and there are situations where you would, for example, suppose you're at a safe spot in hostile space, and you know that there are enemies in system because you can see them in the member list of local chat, and you're afraid they might try to use combat probes to try and probe you down. In that situation, you'd have to turn the overview settings setting in the scanner off so that it would detect everything, because there's no way to add probes to the overview, so you can't have an overview setting which will let you see the probes. You just have to turn the setting, roll with the fact that you're going to have to look at whatever's on scan and maybe sort through lots of POS junk. Okay, any questions so far? No questions so far? Well, you're either all asleep or I am miraculously managing to communicate things. If we put active overview settings back on, or as it asks, is there any skill that affects the range of the directional scanner? No, there isn't. As I said, if you can do it with an alt with no training in a capsule, it'll work exactly the same as if you're in like a 5-year-old character in a Megatron. Hojo asks, Hojo doesn't get the hyphen in the distance on planets, but they're not on grid, which is quite correct. If it's something that you would be able to walk to anyway, because your ship actually knows where it is, even though it isn't on grid. I said put a 5-year-old character in a Megatron, though a 5-year-old in charge of a Megatron would be quite amusing. So if we recheck the Use Active Overview Settings box so that it's ticked again, and we can have a go at manipulating range. And for this, you need to get your head around converting from astronomical units to kilometers and from kilometers to astronomical units. There's roughly 150 million kilometers in one astronomical unit. In fact, there's 149,598,000 kilometers in one astronomical unit, but 150 million is close enough. So, if you want to come up with a range in astronomical units, you simply have to think in 150 millions of kilometers. So, two astronomical units is 300 million kilometers. Three is 450 million kilometers, four is 600 million kilometers, five is 750 million kilometers, and so on. 10 astronomical units is 1,500,000,000 kilometers, I think. So if we wanted to do a 4 AU scan, we would do a 600 million kilometers scan. So we would enter 600 followed by six zeros in the range box in the scanner. And then press scan. And you'll see that has reduced our number of results, though not by much, because most of the results are people who are just here in the blob. Even before the scanner, this ability to control range is quite useful. For example, suppose you want a system with a gate 12 astronomical units away. Say you're in NullSec, and you're in a system with a gate 12 astronomical units away. Maybe you see a broadsword on scan. Broadsword is a heavy interdictor. It could sit on the gate and then put up a bubble that would stop you from warping. And suppose you're trying to scout someone in through the gate. If you change the range to 5 or 10 AU and found the borsal was still on scan, it wouldn't be at the gate, so you could say that the person in the other system wouldn't be waiting for them. Of course, the borsal could still be warping to you and trying to get you, but there's another trick associated with setting the range in the direction of the scanner. If you go back to max range, so just fill the box with nines again. So we get to our friendly 2,147,483,647 kilometers. Now you remember that one astronomical unit is roughly 150 million kilometers. So if you want something that's close to one astronomical unit, you can just delete the 2 on the front of that number. So it goes from 2,483,647 kilometers to 147 million kilometers. Well, yeah, roughly. This is a very quick way to get a one astronomical unit scan if you're starting with a maximum range figure. And since that's quite close to one astronomical unit, if you want something that's just under 10 astronomical units, you can then add a zero on the end of the number that you got by deleting the 2 that was on the front. So that's a useful little trick for switching from maximum range down to one astronomical unit and then switching back up to 10 astronomical units again. Does anyone have any questions about that or anything else to do with range? Icebane asks, couldn't you just leave it on max? Wouldn't it pick up closer targets anyway? That's quite true, and probably most of the scanning I do is probably at maximum range. Sometimes it's useful, you can do deductions like, suppose you have a target which is in the direction of two different planets which are in line from your point of view, and one planet is 5 AU away, and one, then you could eliminate, you could go down to, say, 6 AU range, and if the target still showed up, you knew it was at the 5 AU planet, but not the 7 AU planet. That's quite useful if you have things in you know they're in roughly the same line of travel from you, but you don't know what range along that line they are. Ashtar asks, how do we convert AU to miles? I don't know. Google it. I use miles myself, being British, but I never had much of a sense of direction and distance. Okay, if there aren't any more questions about range, let's have a look at controlling the angle. We're all in slightly different positions in space, but it shouldn't matter too much because the distances we're dealing with are so literally astronomical that the fact that we're looking from slightly different points of view shouldn't matter. So how does angle work? Well, the angle slider controls what kind of sector of the determined by the range set of your scanner. Your scanner actually scans. If you have it set to 360, as we've already discussed, it scans everything within range within that sphere. If you set it down to 180, it will scan one half of that sphere, which might be a hemisphere, but as I said, I'm not very good with mathematical terminology. If you get it down below to 90 or 60, 30, 15 or 5, you get increasingly narrow cones pointing outwards. Changing the angle doesn't change the maximum range of the scanner. Now, obviously, if you're only scanning part of the sphere around your ship, you need to be able to tell the scanner in which direction it is looking, so to speak. And the way you do this is quite simple, although a bit odd, so buttons and things. It's simply by pointing your camera. Basically, your scanner looks at where your camera is facing, and your camera, unless you're moving it around with the right mouse button, if you don't do that, your camera will be centered on your ship. The scanner draws a line from where your camera's sort of point of view in space is, draws a line from there straight through your ship, and then as the line travels out of the ship on the other side, that is the middle of it, where the directional scanner is looking. So if you want to point your directional scanner at a particular thing, you can find the little icon in space, which is the thing. So, for example, if you want to look at planet 1, which is visible on your screen because that's where we are, you just line up your ship over the little circle icon in the middle of planet 1, which indicates planet 1, and now you're pointing your directional scanner directly there. Masks, so you don't have to realign your ship. That's quite correct. It's entirely based on where your camera is pointing, and it has nothing to do with where your ship is pointing or where your ship is traveling in-game. I have a little link to an image on someone else's EVE Wiki, which might help you to visualize the areas of space that the angle controls. It's a bit small, but you can see that in the diagram your ship is on the left. If you have a 180 degree scan, you're scanning everything in that side of the sphere we were talking about. And then you get cones of increasing narrowness. And the diagram has also different range settings for the scanner to differentiate the different angle settings. How the angle settings match up, 90 degree scan is quite a large chunk of the screen. 60 degree scan is still a reasonably large chunk of the screen. Once you hit 30 degrees, that's a fairly narrow angle. If there's not a lot, if you're pointing at a specific angle point of view, if I pick up a target at 30 degrees from that asteroid belt, I would go straight to the asteroid belt, because the chances are it's at the asteroid belt. 15 is quite narrow, 5 is very precise. Chiron asks, so although we are mostly 2D, you could miss someone above or below. When the angle is set to 360, the scanner scans up, down, as well as left and right. When the angle is set to 180, it scans one half of the sphere, so it's still scanning up and down. If you have a narrow angle scan, like 30 degrees, but you're pointing the camera up at something that's above us, then you're scanning up. But obviously you'll miss things that are to the left and right. The scanner operates in 3D, but it does rely on your camera to point, and most of the time your camera will point along the plane of a system, because most systems seem to be built on one plane. I hope that's clear. I have a suspicion it wasn't. When you're doing a very precise scan, as Soapy 5 points out, you can click on your ship and you'll get a little white box. Now, get too close to your ship. That might not be that helpful. If you zoom out a bit, it's good for indicating where your ship is and letting you aim through your ship with the camera. Okay, now let's do a practical example. If you set your scanner to maximum range and angle 180 and make sure that your use active overview settings box is checked and point it towards planet 1, which is the planet we're at, and do a scan. I'm picking up among the things that aren't right next to us here, I'm picking up a Blackbird, a Raven Navy issue, a Reaper, and a couple of small standard containers. You may not have the standard containers, I don't have the uni overview exactly set up on this character. Suppose we're trying to scan the Reaper down. So try narrowing the angle to 90. I'm pointing it still at the planet, I still have the Reaper on scan at 90. There isn't a great deal that's within a 90 degree scan cone pointing towards the planet, but what there is Aldrat Planet 7. Can everyone find Aldrat Planet 7? It's just to the right of the planet from our point of view. I'll assume that means everyone has found it. Now, if I was hunting this Reaper, I would then do, from 90, I would switch right down to 30 or 15 and point it at Planet 7. So I'm going to do a 15 degree scan towards Planet 7. And the Reaper is there. You'll see it's called PVP target. So the natural assumption would be that the Reaper is either at the belt, the customs office, the station, or Planet 7 itself. If you really wanted to check, I still have the Reaper at 5 degrees pointing towards the station myself. Five degrees is very, very narrow. If you're zoomed in on your ship, and you're not aiming like through the center of the ship, which may not be where the white box is, you may want to zoom out from your ship so that it's a more precise marker on the screen. But suppose we wanted to be really certain that it was at the station. We could do a scan, well, at the station or something else. We could do a scan that's, well, Planet 7 is nearly 5 AU away. If we did a 4 astronomical unit scan, so 600 million kilometers, you'll see that it is actually still on scan, which means it's not at anything near Planet 7. And then we could say try 2 astronomical units, which is 300 million kilometers, and it disappears. I know you can't scan this ship if they're docked at the station. So we know that it's sub-astronomical units from Planet 1 in line with Planet 7. And it's not at Planet 7. So it must be at a safe spot somewhere made by warping between the two. This is quite a small-scale example. The distances involved aren't massive, but if you were dealing more in the 7 to 12 AU range, that deduction could then, if you were trying to use probes to probe down someone's safe spot, that could make the probing process quicker, because you know more or less roughly where they are on the map, so you can dump probes around where you think they are and probe. Planet 7 is only less than 5 AU away, so it's not beyond max range. If you're using active overview settings, it may be that your overview is set up not to show planets. If you uncheck use active overview settings, you'll see there's actually quite a lot of stuff at Planet 7. It looks like possibly several pulses. If you haven't seen them before, the sensor dampening battery, medium autocannon battery, mobile laboratory, that sort of thing, is stuff you get at POS stuff. POS trash, we call this in Vito. As I think someone mentioned in chat earlier, if you just press F11, you get a little map browser with a map of the universe, map of the region, map of the constellation, and map of the solar system. And on that map of the solar system, there should be a white sort of semicircle, which indicates, looking from above, your point of view on the system. And if you have the scanner up, within that semicircle, there should be a green triangle, which indicates the in 2D so you're not seeing how much up or down it is. It indicates the spread of your directional scanner. So if you have that up and have a play around with the angle slider, you'll see the green triangle changing shape. Few other tips. If you're looking for something at, say, moons, most of the time moons don't show up on your screen in space. Even I don't know if they do when you add them to the overview, but if you press Alt X, it'll add moon brackets to your view of space. This can be used if you're at a planet with, say, 5 or 6 moons. You think something might be at a POS, but you can't see where the moons are. You need to add the brackets to your view of space so you can point the scanner at them. And you can remove them again by pressing Alt-X again. If you're actively out in a PvP situation where you're looking for things to shoot, the directional scanner is very useful, especially when you don't have probes to probe people down. You have to begin to think of systems in terms of their geography. So you begin to think of clusters of objects that are within directional scan range of each other. Often there's a cluster of planets surrounding the Sun, which are all within directional scan range of the Sun itself. And then some of the more remote planets might be outside directional scanner range and might form their own little clusters. So you begin to think about how you can most efficiently cover the whole system in a few warps. A sort of a basic way to begin hunting is to move to the Sun and see if you pick up anything. And then someone hasn't set their push to talk key, it sounds like. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen again. And then see if you can narrow the angle down to a particular planet, and then walk to the planet and see if they're at any of the belts. There are more complicated ways to do it, but that's a basic starting routine. Remember that the directional scanner won't pick up things that are cloaked. So if someone's just come through a gate and they've got a cloak, then you won't see them on the directional scanner. If someone's in a ship with a cloak and they're cloaked up, you won't see them on the directional scanner. Of course, if you can see someone on the directional scanner and they're also using the directional scanner, they could potentially see you on the directional scanner, so that's something else to keep in mind. When you're using the directional scanner to protect yourself, suppose you're doing an exploration site in LOSEC. You could have it set to max range in 360, especially if you're at a remote part of the system where there isn't much other stuff around. And just keep pinging it, and you might catch incoming things. Of course, if you really want to be safe, you'll just stock up if anyone else enters local. Because self, if you're using something like a rapier as an initial tackler, it's quite easy to bust low-sec mission sites and exploration sites, even if people are using the directional scanner. The rapier is the Mimitar Force Recon. The directional scanner is doubly important in wormhole space. Wormhole space, there is no local member list. Well, there is a member list for local chat, but you only show up in it if you say something in the local channel. So no one says anything in the local channel in wormhole space unless they're desperate. Which means that if you want to detect people, the directional scanner is and probing, but if you don't have probe, Firax asks, how do we get to the place where the person is if they're not at a planet, moon, or belt? Well, as I said at the beginning of the class, the directional scanner will never let you get a warp in on someone who is at a safe spot. If they're not at an object that you could warp to anyway, you can't warp to them using the directional scanner. What you can use is combat probes to scan down their ship, as the system says, and the directional scanner can speed that process up by telling you roughly where they are, as we've been doing with the Reaper that's between us and Planet 7. If you're at a safe spot and you're looking out for probes, you've been told unless you're in a big, easily scanned down ship, if you set the scanner to say 5 or 6 astronomical units range, so 750 million or 900 million kilometers range, and obviously turn off the active overview settings so that the probes will show up and keep pinging it, that will give you, hopefully, that will pick up probes before the probes get a 100% hit on you. Geos asks, does the directional scanner detect ship whose sensor booster is higher than its signature radius? I think you're referring to the way that the interaction of sensor strength and signature radius controls the difficulty of scanning down a target, though I should note that a sensor booster doesn't boost sensor strength, rather confusingly. It boosts scan resolution and targeting range. The module that boosts sensor strength is ECCM. But anyway, the directional scanner will detect the ship, even if it has a very high sensor strength and a very small signature radius. Unlike probes, it will pick up even like shuttles, interceptors, frigates, capsules. One thing you may come across in terms of PvP bookmarking is to have a bookmark very close to a gate, say like or 500,000 kilometers off a gate. And that sort of bookmark is very useful for, you can wait close to the gate but not on the gate itself if you want to go through shortly but you don't want people to catch you on the gate. Another thing you can do is you can warp to that bookmark and then scan the gate to see if there's ships waiting there. Possibly in null sec, they might have a bubble with them. And you'll also appear to be at the gate on the directional scanner of other people, because you're very close to the gate in astronomical terms. Hojo asks, can you repeat what the best settings are to keep an eye out for probes? You need to use active overview settings off, because probes can never be added to the overview, so you can't use the overview to detect them. And then I would set it to 360, and I would set it to 6 astronomical units range, which is 9, and ping the scan button religiously. Uh, 900 million kilometers, 6 astronomical units. Yeah, the max range of probes is much longer. I think Jinx has a 32 AU and 64 for Deep Space. I don't use probes myself, so I don't know. The idea of having it at 6 AU is that you should pick up probes that are closing on you there, probably before they get 100% hit on you. If you're in a Marauder, which is really easy to scan down, that might not be the case. But if you're in like something that gives you enough warning to get out. The trouble with having the scanner set at max range is that most of the time in most systems, you might pick up probes that are trying to scan down someone else. Though I would submit that if someone is trying to scan down someone else in a system, it may well be that you'll just be safe if you just stock up and wait till storms blown over anyway. Another thing you'll see sometimes if you go out on university PvP fleets is if you get the fleet waiting at a safe spot in a hostile system, it's good to have people pinging away on the directional scanner to look out for people trying to probe down the fleet. Sometimes a fleet will even have someone detailed to use the directional scanner just to do this. Beirus asks, any way of filtering the directional scanner results? Well, if you have the use active overview settings, then it will use the overview settings of the tab you have selected at the moment in your overview. Unlike the overview, it won't distinguish between enemy and friendly things, so friendly ships will still show up on the directional scanner even if you have them set not to show up on the overview. That's more or less as good as filtering the directional scanner results gets, I'm afraid. As Jing says, if someone's trying to scan you down, combat probes will be used rather than normal exploration probes, which I think are called core probes. Jing can probably confirm that. I'm not a probing person yet. When I'm on my own, I rely entirely on the directional scanner to find things to shoot. Oh, that's a slight exaggeration. Sometimes I find people at gates who are happy to engage the directional scanner. That's more or less the limit of the lectury part of the class. I think I've covered everything I have written down here to say. My last comment would be that the directional scanner is really one of those things where practice makes perfect. Now that you know the basic rules for using it, you will only improve if you go out and practice scanning things down. If you're in high sec and just want to get some practice, mining ships are quite good for this because they tend to stay in one place for a while and they tend to be at asteroid belts. You already have a more limited range of places they might be. For more in practice using the directional scanner to find people there. So, before we move on to some practical exercises, does anyone have any questions? Sharon asks, how do I see asteroid belt locations, see where they are? I have my bracket settings set up to show pretty much all brackets, so I get the little angle icons on my screen indicating an asteroid belt. You can make your overview show all brackets if you go up to the overview window and then left click the little white triangle at the top left next to where it says overview and select show all brackets. It won't actually show moons, which is why I covered using Alt X to make moon brackets show. It is typical of Eve that the command show all brackets does not actually show all brackets. Yeah, the little circles and squares in space are called brackets, I think. Jing suggests, Jing obviously knows more about probes than I do, suggests that you'll set your scan range more than 6 AU if you're looking out for people trying to probe you down. He says people with good practice, good probing skills, and covert ops ships with the probing bonuses and systems scanning equipment can pick up even a medium-sized ship at around 4 AU. So you'd probably be wise to heed that advice. If you're in a mission site or exploration site with gates and someone in a ship that isn't a ship or a recon ship comes in, they'll come up. There'll be a delay while they activate the gates and stuff, which gives you a bit more time to see. But as I said earlier, if they send in a rapier as an initial tackler, you've got trouble. Okay, I'm going to take a 5-minute break because my voice is beginning to feel the strain. And at around 15:07 Eve time, we can have a go at some practical exercises. The whole class isn't mandatory. These aren't mandatory either. If you've got something else better to do, or you feel you don't need the exercise or whatever, you can go off and do other stuff. And thanks for coming. And I'll see you in about 5 minutes. And you can carry on asking questions in class.euni. I'll answer them when I get back, or possibly someone else in the class will be able to answer them. Right. As a starting practical exercise, what I usually do is have people practice using the angle to scan me down. If I'm at a particular celestial, around a particular planet, so if everyone could walk to planet 9 at 0, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk to a celestial object, which is near planet 9. That could be a station, it could be a belt, it could be a moon. And I'll tell you when I get there. I'm just going to a safe spot first, so you don't actually know. You can't tell by following the direction of my walk. And once I reach there, you can have a go at figuring out which celestial object I'm at by manipulating the angle on the directional scanner. When you think you've figured it out, if you send an Eve mail to me with your answer, and I'll tell you whether or not you're right in the class.euni chat channel. I'm going to be possibly moving to some moons at some point in this exercise. In LOSEC and NULSEC, moons could be dangerous places to go to, because in LOSEC and NULSEC, there could be posses and moons which will fire on you. In HISEC, posses aren't allowed to fire on people. Okay, I'm at my first celestial object near planet 9, if you'd like to start scanning for me. You won't see my name, you'll see the name of my ship. My ship's called Shuttle. It's a Galente shuttle. Directional scanner reads the names of ships rather than the names of the people in them. Though if you don't rename your ship, it will be your name that changes. If anyone's really struggling to use the angle thing, do speak up, because I'm happy to go over it again. Remember to have your moon brackets turned on, that's Alt-X. Because I could be at a moon, and if you don't have the moon brackets turned on, you won't be able to either detect that I am or eliminate them from the scan. If it makes it any easier, one member of the class has actually walked to me, well, walked to the place where I am. So there's another ship with me as well. Okay, is anyone still trying to pick me up on the scanner? Apparently there's another class starting at 1600 EVE time. So in 5 minutes or so, possibly I'll have a look on TeamSpeak, see if there's another channel we could go to if anyone wants to do more practical stuff. I'm aware that some people will want to have a break before Drones 101 and 102, which is likely to be long. I'm going to move to another of the celestial objects around Planet 9. I was at Moon 2, if anyone's interested. Your ship's alignment doesn't have any effect on where your directional scanner is pointing. If you need it to tell you where whatever it is you want to point the scanner at actually is, then I guess you can do that. But what controls where your directional scanner is pointing is actually... So it's to do with where your camera's pointing with your ship in the middle of the screen indicating the center of your camera's attention. Is that clear? And I'm now at my next location. is there a way to make the camera point at a specific celestial? The best way we have is to line, zoom out until your ship is sort of a fairly small pointer in the middle of your screen, and then line that ship up over the whatever it is, planet or moon. Sadly, there's no button to point the camera at them. Well, you don't need to use your ship's alignment. It doesn't matter where your ship is going. For example, right now I'm moving upwards, but if I move the camera so that I'm looking side on at my ship, and on my screen the ship is over like the sun, for example, then I'm pointing my ship towards the I'm pointing my directional scanner and my point of view towards the sun, even though my ship is moving in a completely different direction. Asceticism. What we're doing at the moment is I'm at a celestial object, possibly a moon, asteroid belt, station, whatever, somewhere near Planet 9, and people are sitting at Planet 9 and trying to determine where I am. Then they're emailing me their answer. Emailing me their answer. Normally I would do more practical stuff, but I think I'll make this the last one because of the class coming up at 1600. But I'll hang around here for a few minutes more for people who are still working. Yeah, thanks for coming, everyone. I don't usually use this alt except when I'll link my main character again in class chat. If you want to talk more about directional scanning or piracy or Minotaur frigates and cruisers or other stuff that I do actually know a few things about, then drop me an email. Conversations are a bit risky because I might be in the middle of something. And if you, get some practice with the directional scanner if you're new to it, you might want to see if there are other people in the university who want to band together and practice chasing each other around systems or something like that. If anyone missed the main body of the class, I'll try and run another one in a month or so, I guess. And I'm told there's a class on drones coming up in about 25 minutes, so if you want to know about drones, then I'm sure that'll cover absolutely everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask.